Cotton stalk destruction, identifying viable options.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today. Today I'm going to talk about some new chemistries for chemical stalk destruction. We'll get into some of the details obviously in a little bit, but I want to recognize Dr. Danny Frommi. He's based down at the Corpus Christi Research and Extension Center. Mr. Dale Mott, who is the program specialist in my program, and Ralph Lassiter, who works for Dow AgroSciences and helped coordinate some of these trials. Basically, the justification for this evaluation of chemical stalk destruction is cotton is a perennial plant that we grow as an annual. And in Texas, specifically in South Texas, we may harvest that crop in August. And then there's usually 2, 3, 4 months before we get our first frost. So during that time frame, we can get a lot of regrowth on that cotton stalk, and that stalk can be hostable for the boll weevil. Of course, the entire U.S. is pretty much eradicated from the boll weevil, except for South and Central Texas. So what we're trying to do is identify some new chemistries that may be out there to prevent this regrowth from happening and prevent those hostable plants. Because if the boll weevil comes in on these regrowth and it's hostable plants and basically fatten up for the fall, then they're going to survive the winter better, and they're going to be more of them in the more effective and survive in the spring. The other thing is we feel it's became more of a pressing issue here recently as Monsanto and Dow AgroSciences have talked about the release of the dicamba and 2,4-D tolerant cotton varieties, which we're looking at basically 3 to 4 years out on that. And currently, the most effective method and economical method that our producers are using for controlling cotton stalks is 2,4-D. So, of course, they're scared to death of 2,4-D tolerant cotton coming in and them not being able to control these volunteer cotton stalks. This just gives you an idea what some of the cotton fields can look like. This is about 4 weeks after cotton harvest, where it looks like basically a cotton field out there, a lot of volunteer cotton, and of course regrowth on those cotton stalks. And most of these plants in this field were considered hostable for the boll weevil. So the overall objectives of this study were to evaluate the efficacy of various herbicides post-harvest chemical stalk destruction, and then also evaluate the effects of herbicide application timing on post-harvest stalk destruction. And again, a lot of this work has been done over the past decade, but again, due to the 2,4-D and dicamba tolerant cotton coming out in the near future, there's kind of been a reinvigoration of interest in this topic and identifying alternative chemistries. So we've been conducting these trials. I have been conducting these trials with colleagues since about 2009. We're in our third year of that, and we've looked at numerous trials looking at standing stalks, application timing of standing stalks, freshly mowed stalks, and then about letting the stalks regrow for about 2 weeks and then making these application timings. In all these situations, the highlighted counties there where we've been doing most of these trials, use a randomized complete block design, 3 or 4 reps. And our observations are basically visual observations of herbicide efficacy and then also hostable plants at 60 days after application. Again, this just gives you an idea what kind of regrowth we can get. This is a trial we had in 2009, and this was this is the untreated check here, and just gives you an idea again how much regrowth we can have after 4 weeks after harvest. And these plants here on the right would be considered hostable plants if they're anywhere at Match Head Square or beyond. And then the plants, obviously, in the middle of the row, that's volunteer cotton coming up, which can also cause some problems. Just to give you an idea, this is 2,4-D, again, the standard practice, because the efficacy and the overall economics of this application, about a pound of 2,4-D. This was applied shortly after shredding, and we came in and made this application. And this is the other common practice. You allow it to regrow for about 2 weeks and then make your herbicide application. And you can see, obviously, in this situation, we killed the volunteer and also got really good control of those stalks. And this is clarity, and clarity is kind of our the second preference for producers for controlling volunteer cotton, or excuse me, chemical stalk destruction. Problem is clarity is not as flexible. It's also not as economical as 2,4-D is. So for today, what I'm going to focus on is basically two locations, Nueces County, which is down around Corpus Christi, Texas, standing stalks, and then Williamson County, which was standing stalks. We did do trials on shredded stalks, but basically what we found over time is, at least numerically, the standing stalks are a little more difficult to control than the shredded stalks. So we figure if we can get these products to work under standing stalks, they should work under other situations. The varieties here at Nueces County, which we'll focus on first, the Phytogen 375 Wide Strike Roundup Flex, and then in Williamson County, which is up around Austin, Texas, FiberMax 840. Most of the application information is similar. Basically, 10 days after harvest, they made the application in Nueces County. Danny Frommy did. And you could Lee Spider applicator, 12 gallons per acre. Over in Williamson County, it was about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks there with 11 gallons per acre made with the Spider sprayer. So going into results for Nueces County first, again, what we rated was basically efficacy, what kind of control we got from these various products, and then the next slide will be on the percent hostable plants. To kind of lay this out, here on the y-axis, these are the different products we were looking at. We threw all kinds of different compounds in there. A lot of these you'll see are herbicides labeled in pastures. They're not labeled in row crops, and most of them are hormone-type herbicides. Python, of course, is a corn-soybean herbicide, had various combinations of that. Sharpen, you're probably familiar with, is a pre-plant burn down with some residual activity. There were several experimentals in there from Dow AgroSciences. Some were hormone-type herbicides, some ALS-type herbicides. 2,4-DP, which is 2,4-D propanoic acid. Again, Python alone at multiple rates. Milestone, which is a pasture herbicide at two different rates. Clarity at 8 and 16 ounces. Harmony Extra, which is labeled for chemical stalk destruction at 0.75. And then the WeedR 64 is the 2,4-D at 1 pound active ingredient per acre. So we have the untreated check up here at top. Go back down here. X-axis is percent control. Going back up to the top, this is the untreated check. Obviously 0% control, and our grower standards on the bottom. And the layout will be the same for all the slides, the next three slides here. So we can see the 2,4-D, basically 92%-ish control, and we didn't have any other products that were as good as 2,4-D. As far as efficacy go, Milestone was pretty effective. Dow has since decided that this is not an option due to residual activity of this product. One of the experimentals did quite well. To my knowledge, they're not going to move forward with that. And then the Python with one of the experimental combinations was pretty effective at the Nueces location. And then here are kind of the two standards here. In addition, the 2,4-D is Clarity at 16 ounces, was about 70% control, and then Harmony Extra on standing stalks was only about 45% control. So moving on to the percent hostable plants here, the lower the number, the better. In Nueces County, basically in the untreated check, every plant in that field or in that plot was a hostable plant. The 2,4-D, again, our grower standard, we had about 10% of those were hostable. The ones that were comparable was kind of the Clarity at the higher rate, again, the pasture herbicide Milestone, and then the Experimental 4, which did quite well, and then some of the combinations with Python. And Harmony Extra, despite its pretty poor overall efficacy, its percent hostable plants was actually pretty decent. So moving to Williamson County, again, the same layout, and again, this is around Austin, Texas. 2,4-D had about 85% control. In this situation, we had an extremely dry year, so we didn't get a lot of regrowth anyway. This was the fall of 2010, so some of these products you'll see in the next slide, there's a little confusion there going on of what you would expect. But again, 2,4-D being the standard, about 85% control. You notice we had 2,4-DP here, which was quite effective. It was not in Nueces County, and I'll discuss that in a little bit. And then we had Sharpen did quite well. And again, I think one reason why we didn't have a lot of soil moisture, we didn't get a lot of regrowth. So with the activity of that Sharpen herbicide, we essentially burned the leaves off that were there, and then we didn't get any regrowth out of it. So back to the 2,4-DP. Again, this is 2,4-D propanoic acid. According to Dow AgroSciences, this will kill 2,4-D tolerant cotton. So that technology is pretty specific. And I failed to mention earlier, but Clarity should also kill 2,4-D tolerant cotton, and 2,4-D should kill dicamba tolerant cotton that Monsanto will be releasing in the next few years. So these are the things to consider. But the 2,4-DP, we did get pretty good efficacy here in New Williamson County. Down in Nueces County, this was Danny Fromme did not, and there was a formulation issue associated with this product. 2,4-DP, at least the formulation we had, was a turf-type product where they were typically mixing it with fertilizers and they had good mixture. When we mixed it with water and an NIS, basically the product came out a solution. And before each of these plots, we had to reshake it before we sprayed each plot, and that's how we probably got better efficacy in Williamson County than Dr. Fromme got down in Nueces County, where he didn't do that. So again, the percent hostable plants in Williamson County, 2,4-D, we had no hostable plants. Harmony Extra, the other labeled product, no hostable plants. And those were the best two products. Clarity at 16 ounces really didn't do any better than any of the other products. And it's interesting, you see some of these products actually seem to have promoted some regrowth of that, and I guess that's the hormone activity of some of these products in an extremely dry year actually promoted some growth of the plants that did survive and that were hostable. In 2011, we've conducted very similar trials, but we've added a few products based on information we've gathered. Again, we have a better formulation of 2,4-DP, which again is supposed to control 2,4-D tolerant cotton. MCPP at a high rates looked pretty good. Again, Clarity has performed very similar to the slides I just showed. And we added Distinct this year, which also is the dicamba plus the additive, which increases the activity to some degree. It has also shown pretty good promise for this. So the overall conclusions is, this is over the three-year period. We've observed similar control of standing stalks, fresh stalks, and application on regrown stalks. The standing stalks seem to be a hormone herbicide, seem to work quite well. Harmony Extra does not seem to work quite as well on that, and that's probably due to the mode of action. 2,4-D is still the most economical, flexible, and feasible product for our producers, and again, that's why they're looking for the alternatives. An economic alternative. We have had some other effective products, but again, it's usually much less. It's not as economical as the 2,4-D is. There are some potential products out there. The 2,4-D for controlling 2,4-D tolerant and dicamba tolerant cotton. That's the 2,4-DP and the MCPP. With that, I'd like to acknowledge Dow AgroSciences, which funded a portion of this research, and the Texas State Support Committee through Cotton Incorporated, which also provides commodity support for projects like this. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions any of you may have over this chemical stalk destruction.
We have time for maybe one quick one.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think shredding the stalks are more effective since it's a systematic purpose?
Well, I think it's much, if you think about brush control, where they're actually, a lot of times they recommend cutting the stalks off and making the application immediately after. I think it's pulling some herbicide down into that plant. And that's generally been the most effective, most consistent control when it's done that way. And I think, and it somewhat depends on the mode of action of the herbicide, but that has been the most consistent control is using that method, is mowing and immediately applying the herbicide. All right, thanks.
Let's thank our speaker.